Health officials in the Republic of Congo are sounding the alarm bell after the emergence of a mysterious disease they say has claimed more than 20 lives in a month. The country's director of health, Professor Alexis Elhira Dokekias, says the illness, which leads to paralysis and usually death, resembles polio.
Certains sujets présentent donc des paralysies responsables de certains décès. C'est une maladie qui est un peu apparentée au type de la polio.
Dokekia says efforts to identify the disease have met with little success. As they wait for foreign assistance, they are preserving the remains of deceased victims for analysis. Dokekia says in the meantime, the death toll is skyrocketing. That's just one of several epidemics, including a cholera outbreak that reportedly originated in northern Cameroon last May and is still killing hundreds in neighboring Nigeria and Chad. Diseases like Ebola and dengue fever silently killed hundreds before they were identified. Experts say a major contributing factor is inadequate epidemiological surveillance or its sheer absence in some countries in the region. Epidemiological surveillance is the systematic collection, analysis, and dissemination of health information so that officials can plan projects, carry them out, and evaluate the results. Central Africa is home to some of the world's poorest people and governments. Officials are welcoming a U.S.-sponsored postgraduate program to groom 18 field epidemiologists and laboratory scientists from three countries, 8 from the DRC, and 5 each from Central African Republic and Cameroon. The training project is called the Field Epidemiology and Laboratory Training Program, or FELTP. It's a 2-year master's degree course, and it's been underway since late October at the University of Yaoundé. Professor Omaru Buba is rector.
Ce master est important à plusieurs niveaux. Il permet l'intégration de la sous-région.
He says the program will not only help find antidotes to pandemics in Central Africa, but also contribute to sub-regional integration with the possibility of cross-border collaboration to track down, prevent, and control the spread of disease. The course is the first of its kind in Central Africa. Worldwide, there are now 52 such programs that have been launched by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, since 1980. For Central Africa, the project is also supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization. Officials say its launch is part of U.S. President Barack Obama's Global Health Initiative, which seeks to build the capacities of partner nations to address their public health needs with their own resources. Over half of the programs are now run independently of U.S. government support. Peter Sobuga represents the CDC in the project.
This program is going to help Central Africa to fight epidemics and conduct surveillance. There are several diseases, vaccine-preventable diseases. So the problems have always been there. This is an opportunity to start dealing with them using people who are trained here and will be deployed here. And we know that this will continue.
Graduates elsewhere have led successful investigations of public health emergencies in their home countries, including HIV infection and avian and H1N1 or swine flu among vaccinated populations. Robert Jackson is the U.S. ambassador to Cameroon.
I really believe that through this program, we can help control cholera, we can do better with polio, we can do better with measles, we can do better in attacking contagious diseases when they break out. And through that, we can do a better job of keeping disease from spreading to country, from country to country.
But observers warn the project may lead nowhere if the necessary equipment and infrastructure are not put in place so graduates can use their training. Professor Paul Herlin is head of the Novartis Institutes for Developing World Medical Research. He says on the whole, African governments must substantially increase their budgets for health and research to better prevent and control the spread of disease.
You know, the GDP that they allocate to research is very, very small. for doing research, you need a very strong infrastructure. You have to be rich, essentially, and that's not the case everywhere. So it is rather difficult.
But Cameroon government officials say they are sparing no effort in ensuring that the country reaps 100% benefit from the program. They have pledged to build field laboratories across the country to conduct permanent surveillance and provide prompt alerts. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Tariq Devine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.